days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Hello again. Welcome on Glory Days, of course. And could be a significant one, this, because it might be the last ever PJ Gallagher appearance at all ever, because I'm not sure the man's going to make it.
Good chance.
It's been an extraordinary week of grumbling.
I know. I feel like Jim actually a lot this week, because I'm obviously I've been overwhelmed by a parasite for most of the week as I battle and try to survive. As something to, you know, takes all my life force. Yeah.
Because it's very weird. Like, this has been going on now for almost a week. Well, depending on when people are listening to this, it could be a week. Because it started when you insisted on taking your own life in your hands and going to Mayo.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you gamble. And if you're going to gamble, you're going to play with danger. You know, Bear Grylls has survived eating frogs in deserts and all of that sort of stuff. Although I don't think you'd find a frog in a desert. But maybe eating a penguin in a jungle then. He's done all those things for years. And many times gotten away with it. I go to Mayo just once after all my slagging and mocking over the years and all that. And
it has to be connected. I mean, look at, they were famous for having a curse for hundreds of years, or how long those people lived. I don't know, whoever they were.
Hundreds. Mayo GAA players lived for hundreds of years, which is why the course goes on for so long.
That's it. So obviously, he literally, the last one, kind of moved on to the
other realm,
pitch in the sky. And suddenly you go to Mayo and you get struck down by a mist. And I do want to emphasise this, right? I'm not... A mystery illness.
It is a mystery illness.
He did go to a hospital and they said, I've no fucking idea what's wrong with you.
They pretty much did. I went to the first hospital and they turned me away, which was the main thing. I went to the first hospital and they were just like, right, they don't go. You know, you go to these, you join these health insurance places and everything.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you come to us. No more hospital queues. That's what you can do. We are the clinic of the fucking special you. And then something happens to you and they turn over to the clinic and he goes, Jesus, there's nothing we can do here. You better go to the hospital. That's literally what they said. That's literally what happened.
Yeah, you're not well, man. You should go to a hospital.
I know. That's why I came here.
I never even got out of the reception. He goes, what's wrong with you? I was there. And in the reception, I went, oh, terrible stomach aches and like explosive green diarrhea. And he went, Jesus, God, you should go to the hospital with that.
Yeah.
You're sick.
Yeah.
I was like, I know.
You need a medical professional.
Yeah.
Well, who are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. But I mean, you need somebody who actually went to a college.
It was bananas. So then I went to the hospital and, you know, go to the hospital and they go, right, here's what we're going to have to do. This is serious business. We're going to need to get your bloods and we're going to do scans and we're going to do all of this and we're going to get to the bottom of this. And after 6 hours, they came out and went, right, we've done the scans, we've done the bloods. I went, yeah, what's up? They was having a fucking clue. Don't know. We've looked for serious shit though and we can't find it.
Yeah.
So we don't think it's that.
Yeah.
Now these weren't his exact words, but this was essentially
it makes it sound like they have a checkboard and it says on it like heart attack, cancer, blah blah blah. So and whatever, you've ruled out all them. So after that, sorry, you're on your own, pal.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I was just, so what do I do? And they went, you're just gonna have to like. He goes, sit it out, and if you're still sick next week, you better come back to us. I was there so we can find out.
Wait, you better come back to us.
Yeah,
because we'll take you seriously then.
Yeah,
What's the purpose? So we don't know what's wrong with you now. But I'd say if you left it with us for a week or so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we all mulled it over, we could probably dream something up.
I'll go back to the same fella and wait and see next week. You go, oh, here's your man again. Tell him to go to another hospital. He's nothing but trouble here.
To be fair to you, I mean, you've been in, like, you've had, I mean, the man, as I said on the radio during the week, the man has been literally, you know, thankfully there's only myself here and we know each other very well over the years, but the man has literally been sitting here with his trousers open and all that.
Yeah.
Like, his, you know what I mean?
I can't fit, I'm all swollen
now, nothing has fallen out, which is a relief to everybody concerned, I have to say.
Yeah.
But he has been sitting there in his like, you know, whatever it is, 33-year-old underpants and all this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, because the pain of having your trousers closed.
It's really sore. And it's really hurting me. Like, my abdomen is in proper pain, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not where it ends, because I'm going back to another clinic today for an entirely different reason, because I need a biopsy on my face. So, imagine, right, here's the thing. Imagine having a face so messed up, I didn't even notice there was a growth on it.
Yeah.
I needed,
to be honest with you, I still can't see it. I can see it now. Okay. Oh, no, I can't.
That's my fucking nose.
Oh, it is your nose. Yeah. Jesus, that's a weird looking nose, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a weird nose.
And so where's the growth?
See, this is it. Imagine having a face like this. Jim is looking at me like you'd look into a bowl of porridge and saying, look at the oats.
It's like somebody showing you a petri dish and going, can you see the little things moving? No.
No, look closer. Look closer. To wiggle your finger in it.
So which side is it on?
It's on my nose. It's actually right there at the very... See that on the bridge of my nose right there. No,
I can't see it.
But this is it. I went to the doctor as well, by the way. The doctor said, come here, you come see me.
Right.
Like, I didn't request the doctor.
Okay.
Like, you know, saw a picture of me and went, you listen, like you said, you
can't... saw a picture of you and thought, I'll tell you something, this is my way into this. This is going to put me on the medical map. I can tell you when I bring this lad out.
Yeah, he looked at me and he says, you know something, I'd say that fucker wouldn't even get into a hospital.
I tell you something, if I don't get it, either that or I'm bringing him on tour in a travelling circus.
Imagine, he's going to just put me in a cage. Marvel, ladies and gentlemen, at the freak.
Yeah. Fellow colleagues of the medical board, I will present to you.
Yeah, as you can see, he is constantly in pain with his own ridiculousness. So I have to do that today as well. So it's everything's going wrong. This is the thing is, I'd love to say, it's as a result of getting old and show what it doesn't happen. But Jim, for instance, is like, you know, he's 142 or something, and he's never sick. You are never sick.
No, that's never. Where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong.
Never miss work.
You don't know the struggles I have, but do I say anything about it? Or do I suffer in silence?
You definitely don't do that. There's no way.
I just go into like, oh, it's your own fault. I mean, you probably, that's what you get for worrying about stuff or doing things. There you are, worrying. Look at that, you're going into some weird fucking kind of self-fulfilling. Oh, Jesus, it's all over.
Yeah, that's it. Jim had shit himself in the bus and gone, no, you deserve that. You fucking deserve it. Why wouldn't you? There's no point in saying it. In fact, you're going to have to wear them shitty pants now for the week.
Sure, all the things you did to your heart. It's only obvious.
Are you not worried about yourself, Jim? No. This is obviously just life telling me I deserve to be shit on. And it's like, whereas I feel more hard done by. Maybe
I tell you what the weird thing about it is about you getting a biopsy on your face is the fact you're very skin conscious, aren't you?
I am.
You wear factor 50 coming in here.
I know. I feel like I'm a factor man.
In case the fucking lights set you off.
I don't like when they go real. Like when Clint comes in to take a picture, I don't like how bright they get. You know. Yeah. So I am normally quite skin conscious. So obviously not enough. You know, I need more. But I'm factor 50 on the head because I'm male blood. I'm a potato. I get burnt really.
I mean, I'm going to go back onto it. Like, so all these ailments have really only surfaced since your trip to Mayo.
And
famously, we did find out many years ago that through a DNA test that your blood is from a very specific region in Mayo.
It is the triangle.
So something is happening there. There's some sort of like, it's like you see in those movies when you bring two parts of the same thing together
and it
explodes into a black hole of...
Yeah, so maybe that's why they can't find what's wrong with me, because it's medically not explainable. It's like, it's not...
What if it's alien?
Yeah, well, maybe that's it. The closer I got back to Mayo, the more I'm actually not... I'm leaving my human form and becoming a culture again.
Because in fairness, they are famously the green and red. And what was coming out of you was... You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
To be fair.
In fairness, yeah. You could literally paint a town with it, all right. That's for sure. It was the right... Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
maybe my voice will start changing it all now. And they'll be in here with Jim going, I don't know. Jesus, I don't know what happened to me.
Yeah.
I was one day, I was just talking like Jim. And then all of a sudden, my voice came out rather.
And I suddenly got a grow to have a good old onion.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
To start the day.
And now I have coleslaw on every roll. And I love the saw doctors.
Oh,
I can't help myself. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just turning into a male person. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Now, and the thing about, to be fair to you, like, you know, you're not you wouldn't normally be a grumbler about, you know, because in a very male way, although I'm starting to think that's probably what you did. You decided, I'm only going to the doctor when I've enough to make it worthwhile.
You're saving it all up.
Yeah, exactly.
And then getting disgusted that the fella who does skin isn't the same fella that does bellies. You know, I have to do it all the same way.
Exactly. You'll go into your man to get your skin biopsy off your nose and suddenly drop your cax and say, you wouldn't have a look up there, can you see anything wrong?
Yeah, just while you're at it. No, I'm not. You can't get anything done around here. Yeah.
Call yourself a doctor.
He calls himself a doctor and all he does is nose skin. I could do nose skin. Yeah, so I don't know. It's just ailments, I guess. I've had a weird couple of years with ailments. I'm going through everything. It's like my body wants to be, it feels like left out if it doesn't have everything.
I was just about to say, it is starting to become a weird sort of checklist, finding the piece of you that hasn't had anything wrong with it yet.
True, yeah.
Thankfully, your heart has stood the test
of
time.
That's about it at this stage, yeah. The dodgy feet, the waterworks, the belly now, you know, we've
that belly to bum, the whole kind of connection thing.
The whole belly to bum ratio thing, that's the problem now.
You famously said many times that your hands were only ornamental.
Ornamental hands, and then of course the brain went completely. That was, I'm on my second one of them. You know, I'm obviously saying that had to be the whole.
It took ages to fix that. So I had to get a new one in from China.
I had to go in and get a whole new battery system put in. I've gone solar powered now, and that's, and now my nose is gone.
Yeah, your ears. You famously used to say about your ears with ears. Your tinnitus.
Both of us are on the glasses for our vision since we started here.
Absolutely, vision's gone way downhill.
Everything. Not only have my vision gone downhill, I've got man boobs these days. So the whole lot. The whole lot's gone.
So,
you know, bar the heart. So I'm just like, all I need now is a heart attack and of the full set. What a great thing to look forward to.
Royal flush.
Jim, we're going to have a heart attack party when it happens.
Well, yeah. You see, so I just go back to what I said at the very start of this podcast. Enjoy it, folks. It may be the last. Literally, what a list of ailments. Yeah. Anyway, listen, let's give you a few of the best bits from during the week on the show. And what where we're going to start actually with this. I know PJ just mentioned there that he's on a second brain or whatever, but I don't know if it's working still because we do the celebrity birthdays every morning on the show just after 6 o'clock or whatever, and this week, I think it was Tuesday if memory serves.
It was.
Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi fame was celebrating his birthday, and you know the principle of the birthday game or whatever, you know, I give him the celebrity and he has to guess what age that person is or whatever. That's the premise of it, right? And, you know, I always try and choose celebrities that PJ is familiar with and all that sort of stuff and familiar with things about them.
He tries to make it sort of idiot proof.
Yeah.
Really.
That doesn't always work. We'll have a listen to this. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Right, one very much for the Nova Nation as well, Richie Sambora.
Richie Sambora, Bon Jovi, man.
Bon Jovi guitarist Richie Sambora is celebrating his birthday today.
Yeah, he's great, man. When you think about the things that, like, thinking about Living on a Prayer, like, you know, the whole what,
yeah.
All those, like, the jingles he gave us, shot in the heart, or as we used to say, shot in the parts. I don't know why you thought that was so funny.
Shot to the heart, yeah.
Got shot in the parts. And that's what we used to sing in primary school. And you're to blame. And the less politically correct days.
Yeah.
You gave me a sex change. That's what we used to sing. And that's so stupid when you think of it now.
Yeah, they're pretty rubbish lyrics.
They're rubbish lyrics, but you
did get better, I have to confess.
Yeah. When you're 10 years old, 1985, and Slippery When Wet has just come out, that was the funniest thing in the world.
I can't believe you didn't go for shot in the arse as opposed to shot in the parts.
Well, it wouldn't give you the so-called sex change for the lyrics then.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah.
Wow. You put a lot more thought into it than I gave you credit for.
Yeah. Well, you just have a messed up bum. I suppose it wouldn't give you the opposite, you know. God, before I, yeah, I'm gonna walk away from this.
Probably best to back away.
Yeah, let's talk about your man on the guitar again.
Right,
Richie Sambora alive as well. What a guitar song that is! I know it's cheesy, but my God, I love it.
Yeah, but come on, it's Bon Jovi. It's all cheese, but it's just good cheese.
I mean,
anybody that calls their album "Slippery When Wet,"
I know.
You know, you're in for a fromage fray.
I know. Yeah. I know, like, it's so, shot down in a bed of roses. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, no, it's actually shot down in a blaze of glory, but bed of roses is a different song. But that doesn't matter.
What's the better?
Bed of Roses is Bon Jovi as well, but not shot down in a bed of roses. Shot down in a blaze of glory is okay, that's fine. At least you had the right band.
I always thought
which
that
is
was
a success.
A very strange lyric.
Yeah. Who ever got shot down the bed of roses?
Yeah.
No bed of roses being shot, you know.
For years I've been thinking, what does
it mean?
Take
it from me, I got shot in the parts when I was in school.
Oh, yeah, shot in the parts. Nearly gave me your sex change. There's your man. getting shot for doing a bit of gardening.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
God almighty.
Right.
Oh, gosh. I'm too sick to be laughing like this. It's sore. Richie's on board is 66.
Not bad. Not bad. 64. 64.
Oh, God almighty.
Poor LPJ there. Still coming to terms with the fact that his lyrics for all of these years have been wrong.
I mean, it's not unusual for me to get something wrong in a blaze of glory, you know, to be honest. But I don't know why. I've been walking around for years singing shut down in a bed of roses.
Oh, wow. And then the lyrics, is there a next line to it?
Yeah. And I never drew first, but I drew first blood. I'm a golden gun. Call me young. I can't be young gun. I can't be that easy.
So you've managed to have you done?
Oh, yeah.
Is that actually how many songs have you got in there? I don't know how many songs are in there.
I don't know. I don't. Yeah.
Throw in a bit of Wanted, Dead or Alive.
Just
for good measure.
Yeah, I never drew first blood of a golden gun. Hold me now.
Oh my God.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Some rules are ridiculous, I think, in my opinion, such as this woman in Edinburgh. She lives in Edinburgh and she wanted to redo up her house, you know, and she painted her hall door, you know, make the place look nice for the summer and all that. So she painted the hall door pink. Which is it's an elaborate change. I understand.
Yeah, it depends on the shade. Was it a soft shade?
It looks like
pink?
A sort of a very dark sort of a pink. You know,
it was like, full on. She went for it.
Well, yeah. Like I mean,
like, are we talking Barbie pink?
No, it's like more juicy couture tracksuit pink. You know, that sort of velour pink.
Wow.
If you know what I mean.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Oh, nice. Classy.
And so I wasn't expecting a juicy couture reference, that's all.
Really? No, yeah.
And especially not from you. Anyway, hey, proceed.
I like my 90s tracksuits. Juicy. So she did that. And then she got a letter from the council saying, nope, absolutely not allowed. Not in this area. The colour of your hall door is not becoming of the local estate. So she was like, well, that's ridiculous, but whatever. So she painted it green. And they got on to her again. No, listen, it has to be white. And she thought, right, grand, jeepers. She didn't want
it to be. Has to be white.
Yeah, it has to be white. Has to be. So she painted, she went on, she got a colour that happened to be a bit off-white. Whatever, you know. She, I don't know if she wasn't paying attention or she just wanted to be a bit of a rebel in her head, you know. A bit like punk rock left. She's an elderly woman. She's in her 70s. So maybe she said, I remember Johnny Rotten.
To be fair to her, maybe she did go in to buy white. But the trouble is you can't buy white anymore.
Can't buy
you have
it,
to buy Mists of a Foreign Land.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the,
exactly,
yeah, the name
yeah.
of the paint. Well, is it white? It's kind of white. All right. Do you have any other whites? Yes.
Yes, we do.
We have Snowdrops from a Meadow.
Or we have Soft Towels of Libya. You're like, oh, for God's sake.
Right,
well, whatever. So, give me one of them then.
Yeah.
So she did that. She brought it back. She did it. It was an off-white colour. She thought the shirt would be grand. No. Change it. And this is your last warning, she was told. They thought she was acting out then. And so she's like, now she said, she knows something. No. No. I'm staying with Soft Towels of Libya. I'm staying with it.
Right.
You know, you can sort of deal with it now from this point on. I've had enough. It's ridiculous. It's ludicrous.
So
it's
you're saying that they literally control what colour you would paint your door?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're right. She should sort of react now and saying, well, would you like snowdrops of an elephant's behind? Or would you like, what do you want? Do you want saber-tooth owl, lad?
Yeah.
Or what sort of paint do you want exactly? Because
that's
it's getting stupid.
That's really...
Some people, when it comes to this,
that's very Stepford or something, isn't it?
Oh, my
very
God.
Stepford Wives is kind of like it's...
Oh.
You know that thing, the idea that you'd see it, like every door colour the same? I mean, I'm sure it looks... Maybe it looks well. I don't know. I suppose when it's all the uniform and all that. I don't
Nothing
know.
Does my head in more than this sort of nonsense. I'll never forget someone knocking on my door and saying, do you know who owns the van on the road? And I was there, yeah, actually, it's mine. And they went, oh, right, yeah. It's just, could you park it on a different street? I was there, no, I can't park it on a different street.
You were bringing the tone down, were you?
I was.
Well, in fairness, you are from a very well-to-do area. You're from Clontarf.
Well, I wasn't even living in Clontarf.
They have a rugby club. They have a yacht club.
A cricket club, don't forget.
They have a cricket club.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you park a
A transit. It was me silver transit.
Sorry, I'm just struggling to even say the word van.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They
on
asked
the
me
street.
To park it somewhere else. And I was like, why? And I'm not parking it anywhere else. It's where I live.
That is, that's hard.
It's where I live.
I tell you, I do know what do I call it? I suppose it's an estate, yeah? In Ashford, right? In Wicklow.
Yeah.
And they're very strict about stuff like that. They have things like you can't have, I think there's a rule about not having a garden shed.
You're not allowed to have a shed.
I think so. And I think there might be a rule about pets. I'm not 100% sure what the rule about pets is.
All dogs must be formally dressed. All dogs must wear, you know, tutus and monocles, yeah. or else not be seen in public.
I assume it's obviously to, you know, in the minds of whoever is responsible for this sort of stuff, they think that by keeping it uniform, that you keep it looking pretty and well maintained and everything. But
oh, go stuff
imagine
yourself.
If you had to ask people about putting up, I don't know, a fence or
yeah,
growing a certain type of flower in your garden.
So we only do purple petunias around here. Where's this?
Ashford.
Ashford is where? Remember I told you a few weeks ago I met a friend of mine in Ashford and they were giving me a tour of the amount of serial killers or the murderers that lived within a 20-mile radius. Imagine that.
Yeah, remember you saying it, though. So you're saying that...
it's no wonder they're getting away with murder out there. Everybody's focused on what clothes your dogs are supposed to wear.
Yeah. Do you know the serial killers in this? Yes, but there may well be serial killers, but there are certainly no garden sheds.
Well, that's why you can't have a shed. A serial killer could bring anyone into it.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
If you're somebody who's who's on the dating, in the dating world, if you're looking to kind of, you know, find a partner, a life partner or whatever it happens to be, as a man...
Yeah, yeah, well, you better have a few quid by all accounts. That's
so
what they're saying.
Seems.
Yeah, so Carla Elia is this woman's name and she's a relationship coach. A 23-year-old relationship coach, it should be said.
Okay.
So I'd say she's about as qualified to be a relationship coach as a lad with L plates is to be an F1 driver.
Yeah.
But there you go. That's what she makes her living doing. She seems to make a pretty penny from it. She says she wants to teach women selective clarity when it comes to finding a good man. And,
right.
And she also says that men who are on low incomes shouldn't be dating women in the first place. That
it's
women should be seen as an investment, and if you don't have the few quid, you shouldn't be in the game. It's not fair to women who are trying to find the good men to have your broke old dusty ass roaming around the dating pool, filling it up with your silly old games and your waste of time. You know,
oh
mindset.
My. Literally, I mean, everything that's kind of been. God, they've written songs about, you know, the idea that money can't buy you love and,
Neil,
you know what I mean? And nothing
forever
matters.
Forever in Blue Jeans. Look at that. What a classic. Probably the best song ever written, you know?
And here she is going, no, that's rubbish. No.
Loud of nonsense.
If they don't have a few quid.
Yeah, if they can't afford your lifestyle. And by afford your lifestyle means if you have to do anything at all, you know,
wow.
Then you got to dump his broke ass and move on with your life. And that you have the wrong mindset if you think you should be helping or trying to get it, do it, like, you know, bring on your man too. Like, it's
Whoa.
Not a 50-50 deal. You're the investment. He's the guy making the investment. And that's the way it's got to be. She says, never go for a man who doesn't have the provider mindset. That's the thing. The provider mindset is what it's all about. That if you date a guy and he doesn't have the provider mindset, whoop, out of there. Keep saying to yourself, I am worthy. I am healing. I am making decisions from a place of security. We shouldn't
well,
be treated equally to men.
Not if you're a man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, not if you're a man. No. If you're a man now, like, this is just, you know, you're just a bag of red flags out
yeah.
there trying to cause trouble. And she says, you know, we shouldn't be treated equally to men. We should be treated as women. Which is better than men and it's special. We should be treated as precious. And that's what you need. You know?
Wow.
So
we shouldn't be treated like men. We should be treated better than
better men. Better than men because you're precious. Yeah. He says we need to adopt the abundance mindset and not the scarcity one. There's so many women out there stuck with I don't know, her language isn't as much fun as my language, but to use my language, she said there's so many women out there stuck with Yeah, like dead beat, bone idle, base of their britches gone bare.
Yeah. Well, no, hang on a second now. That's a different thing. You know, a lazy sod or whatever. You don't mind having a go at a lazy sod. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe you don't. I find that quite insulting.
I forgot about the company I was in.
Excuse me.
But I'm just saying, you know, but that's, you know, somebody who just has a low income, you know, despite
working hard, doing the best
they can.
And probably has a good life and all, who just expects you to contribute as much as... would contribute.
I mean, to be honest with you, she's not doing a lot of power to the old kind of, you know, like strong, independent woman. I don't need it. I can look after myself. I choose rather than need. You know what I mean? And all this kind of stuff. She's not really helping that image.
Not really, is she? It's like she's kind of does job interviews. Like she kind of like, you know, she's doing job interviews to be employed so she can be just paid to be an arrogant little so-and-so, right?
Right.
So, like, he goes, you're hired. And she goes, well, I don't know if I'm going to take the job. Let's see how we go. I'll have 300,000 right now. Or I'll take your car now and you can give me 3 grand. I'll see you next week. I'll see how we go.
And what about all those traditional love stories of, you know, somebody who's, like, creative and feeling and artistic, you know, a poet or an artist or whatever, struggling with their art and their, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, in fairness, I was an artist myself for a long time. I'm with her on that one. You can buy art.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie.
The twins will be arriving in the future. It's kind of tough at the moment to stick a precise date on it, but in the future, over the coming weeks.
Over the coming month or so, whatever, yeah.
Exactly, they'll be arriving, whatever. And a lot has been speculated on how PJ's fathering tendencies will be, his, you know, whether he'll take naturally to it and all that sort of stuff, and what his potential influence on the upbringing of these children might be.
And like I was saying before, it's amazing. Everybody in Ireland wants to give you scare stories and tell you, like, and oh, you're done. You want to say, wait, you're useless. That's for sure. You know, everyone,
that is true. And the weird thing, you know what the weird thing about that is? They even say that to me about you. Literally, they walk up and go, He's not going to have a clue what's about to hit him, I tell you. He's absolutely, you know what I mean?
Do they
say that to me?
To you?
About you.
Do they
really? I'm not really sure what my response is supposed to be. I generally just go, sure, I know.
Well, thanks for backing me up. Thanks so much. It's so nice to know that my friend is out there fighting my corner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're absolutely right. No, he doesn't know what's about to hit him.
Isn't that great? Thanks for letting me know this when everybody's listening. Yeah.
But anyway.
And it turns out not only am I a letdown when they arrive, by the way. I'm actually a letdown already. Because there's a scientific paper from the University of Cambridge that says there's a gene that comes from the father into the fetus, right?
Okay.
And a gene that comes from the mother into the fetus. And the father's gene is a selfish gene that makes the fetus want to take more than is necessary from the mother. You know, that's basically saying to the, I want all the nourishment, give it to me. And the mother's gene going into the fetus is the one that says, no, don't take everything, save enough for mammy as well. So, like, creates this sort of DNA tug of war inside the body. But basically, the genes that the twins currently have, the fetus twins, from me, are selfish and trying to take everything that's...
I was just going to say, is this a scientific study specifically into you? Or is this, do you mean the broad spectrum of all children?
You know something, if it wasn't from the University of Cambridge, I would think it was written about me.
Well, to be fair,
but it's about all children.
If it's about the male gene wanting to eat everything, I would have had to say, my God, that is accurate.
It really is.
I mean, I'd say literally that they're in there going to each other, are you eating that?
Yeah, are you finished with that? Are you eating it?
Because if not, I'm not letting it go to waste.
Yeah, are you having that bit of mass nourishment and you're just going to look at it? Because I'm starving. That's what the two twins would be like inside.
That's
Kelly
amazing.
Now because they come from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even more so. So you're saying that even for a normal father.
That's
whatever,
normal. That's what they say.
That they imply, or they sort of make the fetus want all to grab all
to
the
grab
nourishment
everything
that's available.
Yeah, whereas the mother's
regardless gene, of whether there's any for anybody else.
Yeah, whereas the mother's gene says, make sure there's enough for everybody. But you see, the thing is, I suppose,
it's brilliant, isn't it?
It's disappointing, brilliant. I suppose, when you read it in black and white.
Yeah.
But the problem is, I know I'll feel hard done by as soon as they come out as well. Mm. Except it won't be just the mother. I'll be the one going, come here. Why are they allowed to eat popcorn in the middle of the day? And they'll be like, I couldn't get them to eat earlier. Well, you eat when you're supposed to and you get no reward at all.
Yeah.
You know, it'd probably be ended up like that, yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be, you know, oh, you bring around tubs of food for the kids, but nothing in there for me. Wow.
I can just imagine that, actually, when it comes to them being needing to be fed or whatever. And it's like at a time when you're hungry.
I know. or things like
that. And naturally, Kelly's going to say, well, look, you know, we gotta feed the kids first. Oh, right. They're forced, is it?
Yeah.
I've been here for 40-something years. And they arrive, suddenly they're forced.
Laddie, let's forget the fact that I'm 40 times bigger and need more nourishment. Let's just feed the little rats who basically need something the size of popcorn until they survive. I can imagine driving past McDonald's and I go, McDonald's, everyone! And Kelly going, there's no McDonald's today. And I'll be like, I want McDonald's! Kids will be there, but mommy has food made at home. I want chicken nuggets.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
There you go, folks. Some of the best bits from during the week on the show involving all sorts of strange things that, the only thing I just realised there, when we did that thing about how your genes are going to, infiltrate, that sounds a bit harsh.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Infiltrate my own child.
Like, yeah. They are your kids, to be fair. I mean, infiltrate.
I love this. Not only in this podcast, as Jim McCabe confirmed, I am physically crocked, mentally unstable, an idiot. I am now going to infiltrate my own children with the same unfortunate DNA.
It just creates this image of your unborn children there going, don't let them in. I'm your dad.
I don't give a fuck. Get out.
Anyway, the thing about it is, like, you'll have to be, if they were to, you know, if they're cognizant of your current health conditions,
yes,
based on what we specified earlier, they might be going, oh, for the llama, what is he giving us?
Yeah, what?
What is he giving us?
I know, yeah. I imagine.
I don't mind taking the appetite, but the rest is...
I know. I'm worse still for Kelly if the two of them come out and they're like me already at five, just walking around with me bleeding feet. Ah, me back. What do you want me to do?
wouldn't that be spectacular if they immediately come out?
Just the same.
Like, just an elfle and an elwyn going, Jesus Christ, it's not easy, is it? It's not easy. Well, I think it's not easy for you. What about me? I've got to be more than works and everything.
In fairness, you've made me sound like a sort of a toddler. I'm pooping. Pipping all over the place. I'm crying all the time. The belly aches. You know, I'm actually just reliving my toddlerness. Yeah.
Maybe this is maybe it's some sort of weird phantom kind of thing that's happening there. Because, I mean, you know, as you'll encounter, there will be some strange looking things that'll come out of babies.
So I'm told. What is that? Like, people tell you babies are like...
Mind you, the beauty of it is in their case, they can turn around and go, don't give me any shit. You see the stuff that was coming out of you?
Because you were there 5 minutes ago. You were three, you were an hour and a half in there. You gone missing? Yeah, I know. You're actually right, yeah.
Wow. Anyway, right, listen, folks, whatever you're about to get up to, enjoy it.
Yeah, have a good week, because I know, by the sounds of it, I won't.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.